Surrey. I do believe that soon we are going to have to, absolutely have to stop this phenomenon of the chemtrails. More and more people are becoming vocal about it, and some politicians now are taking a stand. And I really do believe that this is about to change, and hopefully we're going to have a breakthrough, because this cannot continue this way. It's absolutely unacceptable. So let's put a lot of that energy that I spoke about at the beginning of light workers rising into stopping the chemtrails. Now, a lot of people are afraid of being vulnerable, and that's understandable considering that it's, let's say we're getting to the point where we're looking at a Gestapo situation as far as any form of alternative media, any stand against any government, any vocalization of disapproval, and you're threatened with every manner of punishment. And it's going to take a lot of courage to continue to stand tall and speak your truth and be unafraid. And that's what I've been doing on this show. I've been calling you to that. I've been calling out to you, saying, stand in your truth. Open your mind. Speak to others. And make a difference. And we are. I don't mean we, this audience of people who are tuned in. We, the light workers of this planet, are. Never lose sight of the fact that the numbers of light workers of this planet are just growing exponentially. I have my own personal experiences traveling around the world, doing workshops, speaking, teaching, and seeing just extraordinary numbers of people opening, knowledgeable, prepared, and of course, claiming their starseed heritage. It's a wonderful phenomenon to see, and yet we need to be stronger. We need to be more united, stronger, and more vocal. Rallying call to you.
Well, hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to that little soundbite produced for me by Philip Thompson. Thanks, Philip. And welcome to Beyond the Matrix, the radio program that dares you to think outside the box of convention. That is my mission, and so we will do once again today. We'll be talking about chemtrails, which is a subject that, of course, raises all kinds of concern, fear, antagonism, doubt. There are so many opinions about this that I'd like to call you all to voice them. So I'm hoping this is going to be a forum where we've got a lot of call-ins and people share their experience, opinion, vision, always with the intent that we discover ways to heal this, we discover ways and information of things that are effective in changing this. And it is about, as I said in the sound audio that you just heard, we have to change this. We have to heal this. and stop it. So we'll be talking about that today in my show. I do not have a guest today, so people like Bruce are going to be all happy because he always says we'd like to hear you speak more, Patricia. And get ready because you've got me speaking for 1 hour. Now, before I go into the chemtrail information and evaluation, I would really put out an appeal to all of you regarding my programs this year, because a lot of people are waiting till the last minute, and that can cause me even to cancel an event. And then 30 people call and say, oh no, I really wanted to sign up and I've canceled because I have to release the rooms and do my best to sort of save my skin on all the reservations that have been made waiting for signups. So please take note. The Toronto event, which is a workshop of 2 days entitled Ascending the Spiral of Light, May 4th and 5th, we are taking reservations now. This is being held in the Airport Hilton Doubleday Hotel. Let me repeat that, Doubleday Hotel in Toronto. Please sign up as quickly as possible because we've got to give the numbers to the hotel. And I really hope I'm going to see you there, people in the Eastern Hemisphere of the United States. I am not coming to the United States anytime soon. So if you'd like to spend these 2 days with me, what I'd like to consider a really mind-blowing weekend and a first for me really going all the way into the 12-stranded DNA activation, please come. Now is the time for you to, whether it's with me or anyone else, to really get off of your assets, seek out what you want to do, and live your life, because we are definitely in transition here, and it's important that we step out of fear and move. So please consider coming. Many of you are coming. I'm excited about that. Finally, we will meet and embrace, and some of you who have been with me already, we will be reunited, but please put that date on your calendar, May 4th and 5th, Toronto, Ascending the Spiral of Light. And then the Azores Project, June 22 and 23, Summer Solstice in the Azores Islands. This is entitled Calling the Sisterhood, the Priesthood Home. It's a 2-day workshop, also 12 strands, and ... And the reason for the and ... is because I'm inviting people to add on 4 or 5 days extra to possibly swim with dolphins, to go out with the whales. It is completely loosely structured so that I know who I've got with me. And then judging from the energies and the synchronicity and the intentions of the group, these ancient priests and priestesses, we'll know what other things we want to add on. So write to me for more information about that if you're curious. And also the Azores Islands, of course, are in Portugal. It requires a flight into Lisbon and then a 2.25-hour flight from Lisbon to Horta, which is the island we'll be based on. And finally, the England program. And, you know, this very well could be my last England. Oh, I say the words and it makes me shiver. My last crop circle sacred England tour. I'm not sure, but it's feeling that way. So if you want to do the crop circles with me, this is the year to do it. The 18th to the 28th of July. Have I got that right? Yeah. Sacred England and the crop circles. And there again, I will be teaching a workshop on the 20th and the 21st of July. These programs are still open. Please contact me as urgently as possible if you'd like more information or if you know you'd like to register. And let's get the party started. After that, I will probably be retreating a bit from doing sacred journeys because I have so many other things that are developing with a particular interest for my passion for the whales and dolphins, for garden, for healing the earth, etc., etc. So with that said, thank you for listening to that. Please give it some consideration and join me if you can somewhere in those destinations on planet Earth. All righty. Today I'd like to talk to you about the chemtrails. This is not a show for people who are afraid of conspiracy theories or don't want to talk about things that are troubling because we're going to get into it. We're going to go in deep. And so if you don't want to be in that vibration, by all means, this might not be the show for you. But always know that my intention always, always is to discuss whatever needs to be discussed and then raise it, just like the books that I bring forward, raise it up to a higher level. We know the problem. Here's the problem. Let's discuss the problem. And then what are we going to do about this problem? What's being done? Where do we see improvement? And in fact, there are things happening about the chemtrails. There is some progress being made. So let's talk about it, and let's always be open-minded so that we are fearless in front of what's happening on the planet and ready to make the changes that, because they're not going to happen without us, right? We are the planet Earth, and we are the light forces, and we've got to hold up that end of the polar experience on this planet. All right, let's start with the information that I've recently read, that we now know that in the last 10 years, or at least this is what's been reported, respiratory disease in the United States and in many other parts of the world has moved from the 8th to the 3rd highest cause of death. Asthma has more than doubled in the Western world. And Alzheimer's disease, this is very important because Alzheimer, they now believe, is caused by aluminum poisoning, is also out of control, skyrocketing. Since we know that aluminum is being dumped on us, it probably lends us to recognize that this is also being advanced by the trails. So I'd like you to call in, by the way, and from the very beginning, let me just give you those numbers. I would love to for this show to be a forum, and you know how hard it is for me when I ask you to call in and nobody calls, and I'm like, please call. So here are the numbers. Toll free, 888-627-6008. Let me give it to you again, and please write it down for the future. 888-627-6008 for that U.S. and Canada. And also a straight line in is 530-327-7602. Again, 530-327-7602. Right. I have been very busily posting and messaging people about food and water and air for as long as I've been a vocal voice. And one thing that I've come to terms with is that there has never been, as far as I can see, a more urgent moment to discuss and recognize that we simply can no longer ignore the situation. There is clearly an assault on human health. Someone referred to the chemtrails as human pesticide, which I found very distressing. And between the GMOs and the chemtrails and all the other bad news, one thing that emerges clear is that it is now time for the human race, for the human being, to absolutely safeguard as much as possible everything that you breathe, drink, and eat. And as much as many of you will already be thinking, well, yeah, tell us something we don't know. The truth is, it is unquestionable that we are absolutely being deliberately attacked. And the chemtrails are part of this multifaceted, multi-pronged attack on human health. And we need to do whatever we can to prevent being any more damaged by it than we already are. We won't even talk about the radiation on the planet. But I want to talk today about how to protect yourself as much as possible from these really, really debilitating poisons and pesticides of the human race. So for starters, I have been talking quite a lot about water, and I have found the please know that I am not getting any commission or any income from sponsoring any product. But when I find a wonderful product, I love to share it. And I have done a lot of research about water filters, and I've used a lot of different water filters, and I have finally come across a product that I think is exquisite, outstanding. It's called the Berkey filter. It also filters for arsenic and fluoride. As you see, I'm already drifting away from the chemtrail focus, but it all comes together, as you well know, because these are all things that are assailants on the human body. But if you have a chance, look up Berkey, B-E-R-K-E-Y filters. And I bring this up because 2 days ago, it came out in the news that in a nearby region to where I live called Viterbo, which is just a hop away, they've discovered that the arsenic in the water is twice the limit acceptable for human health. Twice. So now they're all worried about cancer in children and eventual disasters that are going to come forward from this. And I was amazed because I had only just a couple of days ago written to people telling them that the Berkey filter also comes with additional filters for arsenic and for fluoride. So let's face it, we're very sloppy about our own health. We get on a bent sometimes and get all excited about it, and then we get sloppy. So just remember that whatever you're putting into your mouth now is they're doing their best to contaminate the food and water, and there is a lot you can do to purify it. The Berkey is such a powerful purification unit, and it's not that expensive. So I recommend you look it up. I don't know their website. I would imagine it's berkey.com. But please, please, please give serious attention to what you're going to do to filter out contaminants in the water. Now, one thing that comes to us, the common knowledge about chemtrails is the intense amount of minerals and metals that are being pounded down on the upon us. So we've got aluminum, and a lot of aluminum is coming out of the chemtrail phenomenon. And as I mentioned at the beginning, that aluminum is supposedly one of the most important discoveries as far as Alzheimer's. You just don't want it in your body. So you're not only breathing it, it's coming into the water. So do your best to see what you can do to filter that out. Oh, there's so much to say about chemtrails. There's also the question of Morgellons. Morgellons, supposedly, I'm not going to say for certain, supposedly we are being bombarded by nano information that is stranded, and viruses and contaminants that are embedded in these strands of polymers and, let's say, even nano biorobots. Let me read something for you. The nanotech consists of genetically modified organisms that are basically biorobots. I'm reading something, so just a second here. I'm reading something that says, a high-placed military insider claims that bacteria and viruses, get this, are freeze-dried and placed on fine filaments for release. The metals released along with the diseases heat up from the sun, creating a perfect environment for the bacteria and viruses to thrive in the air supply. Chemtrails contain nanotechnological weapons. This fact has remained so low-key in the alternative media. It is well proven by researchers like Dr. Hildegard Staninger and former government scientist Clifford Carnicum, who, you know, I've mentioned over and over again, was one of the first people to bring forward the chemtrail information way even before when I first brought it forward in 1999, and also the information about Morgellons. So he has a site, of course, Clifford Carnicum. You can read a lot of very detailed information on his site. But what these biorobots supposedly do is they heat up at the appropriate time. They heat up in the transmission of this, these frozen little goodies. And then when they fall to the earth, they are live parasites. So I've been reading up on the Morgellons, also called Morgellons disease. FDA continues to say it's a figment of people's imagination. There's no such thing, even though we've got pictures of little tubes coming out of people's bodies with little cameras on the end. It's only a fantasy, and it doesn't exist, of course. But it does exist, and more people are suffering from it. There are an estimated 60,000 sufferers in the U.S. alone, and that is only the people who recognize it and the people who have the courage to seek help at the through organizations such as the Morgellons Research Foundation. So we've got the biological assault, we've got the metal and chemical assault, and the sad reality that every day many places on this planet Earth no longer see the blue sky, no longer see white puffy clouds. So today I woke up to this after a winter of gray, miserable winter rain, snow, chemtrails. And on the odd day when there were no chemtrails, lo and behold, the sun would come out and it would be unseasonably warm for winter. And then bam, the sky would be covered again with chemtrails. So today was a day like 1980. The sky was turquoise blue, white, real puffy clouds, just a beautiful day. And I thought, you know what? We have got to bring this to an end. We have got to work together and bring the governments to their knees in regards with to this ridiculous assault on the planet. So, of course, we hear that the Congress doesn't even know about it. Nobody seems to know about it. And then the occasional person that does know about it and goes after anyone in the government suddenly has a suicidal moment, such as, who was it? A.C. Griffin, a former CIA and SA operative, says that the Congress doesn't even want to talk about, they're afraid to ask about the aerosol program. And the only way we're going to get them to get out of their fear before the military commercial complex is by pushing. And that's why I'm openly speaking about it, because, as you know, I'm fearless before the inevitable pressure that's going to come from speaking out. But somebody said recently to me, thank you, Patricia, you are the person who stands up and speaks out for all of us. And I keep saying, no, it's all of us that have to do this. We all have to share in this responsibility. And for that reason, I'm wondering, why has no one called in yet? Please call in. I'm waiting for you to express your opinions, your visions, your knowledge and experience about the trails. let's see, where did I want to go here? All right, so I'm hearing also that there is a particular just attack on Los Angeles, Lower California, Southern California has been really, really hard hit. And I'm wondering, I wonder if there's any connection with this absolute overkill, no pun intended, in Southern California in these days, and the very strange marine activity, i.e. the 100,000 dolphins that were stampeding through San Diego waters, or the hundreds upon hundreds of sea lions and seals that are dying on the shores. What's going on there? What do you think? Share your experience by calling in as one of my supporters on 888-627-6008. If you've had the so-called flu this year that you've been terrorized into taking the shot that gives you the flu, I would like to remind you of what I said earlier, that respiratory disease is now the third highest cause of death in America and many other countries in the world. In fact, if you hear my gravelly voice, I would like to tell you that it's been months now since I've had this strange affliction, which is a couple of maybe 10 days of severe flu, and then week after week after week of never quite feeling back up to par on the lungs. And I know it's the chemtrail flu. Oh, great. Okay, I'll interrupt myself because my dear Bruce, who always comes through, is on line one. Hi, Bruce. Thank you for calling in.
Hi, Patricia. Thanks. I almost didn't call in because I had a lot of major dental work done yesterday, and I'm on antibiotics and some painkillers. So, but apart from that, I also had the flu, similar symptoms to what you describe, 104 fever, which lasted almost a week. And then there have been like respiratory sequelae afterwards. I mean, I coughed for probably 2 weeks afterwards, but now I'm okay. And I'm not sure what that was all about, but I mean, I'm not somebody that would ever get a flu shot. And usually my immune system is in pretty good shape. I supplement it with apple cider vinegar and probiotics, which also massive quantities of vitamin D. So I was kind of surprised I actually came down with it. But I did want to talk about the chemtrail stuff too. I think one of the major pieces is that they potentiate stuff like HARP, and also I believe they're called Gwen Towers, G-W-E-N, and by having this particulate suspension of stuff like strontium and barium, and aluminum in the atmosphere, I believe it makes the direct energy beams of HARP much more effective. I think there's other stuff, too, that is important. We don't get as much sunlight because of the chemtrails. We had a lot of crop failures last year, which I think were in part due to geoengineering, but also in part due to less sun. I also echo your concern with the nanofiber technology. I think it's responsible for more gallons, but I think more than that, too. I also think, getting back to blocking the sun, since the sun is basically emitting lots of high-energy particles towards us that are designed to, I think, among other things, help rewire our DNA, it makes sense for the folks that control things to want to block that and keep humanity in chains. Another thing I wanted to speak about briefly is your comment regarding the governments. And I don't think the governments are actually the principal problem. I think they're a manifestation of the problem. I think the real problem that needs to be addressed is the banking system. I mean, central banks throughout the world control everything ultimately. And governments are just puppets that do their bidding. I think people need to be awakened to the reality that the central banks like the Federal Reserve are private cartels. I mean, they print the money in this country, and then they sell it to the U.S. government at interest. And that's a big piece of where all the global indebtedness comes from. It basically devolves into a private cartel of 15 families. Ron Paul had the Fed audited last year, and apparently they sequestered $16 trillion offshore in the bank accounts of the cartel folks. So that's what I wanted to say.
Thank you. Before you go, I just want to throw a question out. As I had said, the government's answer to, or afraid of the military corporate industrial complex that we were told about by Eisenhower. What is your understanding of who rules who, the bankers or the military complex? Because as far as
I think the banking elite, I think, are the ones that are the direct representatives of the Anunnaki, the secret government. So I think at most levels, the military is comprised of people that have just bought into the cultural conditioning. I think only at the very top levels, because everything is based on this planet on pyramid structures. So you might have 1/1000th of the people in the military that might even know anything. But I think there's people like Petraeus and a few others that are privy to it, but very few, I think, are. Like, even as far as the HAARP installation in Katona, Alaska, as your books pointed out, at the sort of second level of military stuff, they actually believe in the supposed rationale that's given to the public and the military. It's only the absolute upper echelon that has any idea what's going on. So I do think it comes down to, basically off-planet, folks, hyper-dimensional, fourth-dimensional, third, that are really in control, and their immediate agents would be the banking elite, and from there it all trickles down. So I think the military would be subservient to the secret government and the banking elite.
To what these bankers feel want to take the planet to such a place that everything dies. Well, I mean, we read the book, so you know the concept of lowering the energy of the Earth to the point where Nibiru can reach resonance.
But, right, and the best way to do that is attack the cetaceans, because they're the ones that are responsible for, more than anybody else, for the maintaining the frequency of the planet. So that's why we have this genocidal campaign by the U.S. Navy to kill millions of cetaceans. And, that part also makes sense if you accept their premise. But that's probably the best way to lower the vibration. And apart from that, everything else, I would argue, would be mind control. Our whole school system is just indoctrination. The media is also very effective. And I also think, as your books point out, like even with the Internet, I believe that there are sort of carrier signals that can be attached to the Internet transmissions. I believe your books mentioned that kind of creates an addictive quality to the Internet. So I think that they have a lot of sophisticated technologies, all of which are designed to lower the vibration of the planet and also kill as many people as possible.
And what are you...
I mean, they always talk about the... Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
I was going to say, there's that stone in Georgia, there's that inscription about reducing the planetary population to 500 million from the current 7 billion. And, I mean, in one sense, I would think that less people might not be the worst thing. But the plan, I mean, if you want to have that and do it for the greatest good, you discuss with, people rationally about, how many kids you should have and stuff like that. But you don't do the whole thing covertly and killing people off via chemtrails, the full-scale assault on, food, water, Monsanto with their GM crops, and how Obama recently appointed, I believe, the former head counsel of Monsanto to head up the FDA. I mean, as I was telling my dental surgeon yesterday, who actually is receptive to a lot of this stuff and knows about it, once you step into the rabbit hole, you start making all these connections, and it kind of always back to the same place. So it's just, I just see it all as manifestations of the controlling elite's desire to essentially prevent us from developing our potential as ultimately 12-stranded beings. And again, so they can have Nibiru hitch a ride with Gaia into the fourth dimension. But you're the expert on that, not me.
You recently seen a post about how NASA declared that they are going to lasso the same exact words as the Syrian High Council. I just thought that was...
I read that on your Facebook post.
And flip to orbit, and I'm like, okay, well, thank you for validating the once again the information in the Syrian High Council's messages for us.
It's constantly happening. You're getting validated by stuff that you published 10, 12 years ago. I mean, that's why those books, I think, are so important, and I think the relevance continues. For my own personal beliefs, I'd rather see another one or two of them, but that would be contingent on the Syrian High Council wanting to have that information disseminated. But those books are just very dear to my heart.
I know you're dying for a new book, and I'd like you to know that the new book, which is a novel called The Emissary,
is not
the channeled format, but it's definitely, I mean, they sat me down and I put out that novel in 2 months.
That's coming out next March.
Yeah, and it's written because the council are saying now it's time to address not only the spiritual community, but the mass. So it's written in a novel format, but it's got all the information about the Navy sonar harp and the whales and dolphins and the music and whatever. So don't you give up on me. I've got the more coming.
Oh, I'm not. I'm giving up on you. The thing about your books that I enjoy the most is I actually feel that as I read them, I'm being rewired. So it's like absorbing a sort of energetic imprint. That's what the books actually convey. It's well as information for the mind, but it's the energetic piece of it that really has won my heart.
That's wonderful. And are you one of the people that recognizes that every time you read one, it changes and you're picking up new information?
Of course. It's like a new book each time. But actually, when I was sick a couple weeks ago, I reread Bram Stoker's Dracula. I had read it once when I was 15, and I had read it again about 10 years after that. And I could see how my consciousness has changed, even from experiencing that book. So in a sense, it was like I hadn't read it before. That's just a small sample of what that's like, compared to your books, because your books, as I said, I think literally rewired DNA a little bit, or a lot. I did want to go to your conference in April, but I don't have a passport yet, or in May, May 2nd through 4th. But I got to get a passport, and to get a passport, I got to get a Social Security card and a birth certificate, which is a long process, unfortunately.
Well, hopefully it'll happen.
Yeah. Well, as a Pisces, I tended to be anonymous back in the 70s and 80s, and until I got married, the government didn't have any addresses on me or anything. So I never bothered getting a lot of that stuff. So I have to, but I'm interested in England possibly later this year, if I can get a passport in time.
Okay.
And I think you've mentioned that it's a good time to try and apply for passports before they get shut down. So yes. I think I will.
Do. I'll wait to have your news that you're coming to England.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go now because
I'm
kind of all talked out.
Okay. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, thank you, Patricia. Okay, bye. Thanks.
Oh, thanks to Bruce for his input. I also wanted to mention that I've just heard about an organization called Sky Guards, and this is a committee in Europe who of people who are going to the politicians and demanding. Let me just read to you something about them. On 8 and 9 of April, 150 European citizens together in the European Parliament in Brussels came together in the Parliament in Brussels to express their concerns in relation to the phenomenon known as geoengineering. I just love that. It's okay to call it geoengineering. I'm tongue-tied today. It's okay to call it geoengineering. It's not okay to call it chemtrails. Okay? So keep that in mind if you ever decide you want to speak out and don't want to get in anybody's face. It's okay to talk about geoengineering. But at any rate, they came from almost all European countries, including Serbia and Ukraine and Cyprus. And they've created this organization called Sky Guards, which is intended as a platform for individual citizens and civic associations to petition and pressure governments to open the story on chemtrails at geoengineering. And this is also going to take the lid off of the HAARP information. And as I was telling Bruce, HAARP is a central theme in the new book that I've got coming out for you. So I have not laid off on my urgent quest to wake the human race up to the reality of how we're being manipulated. But I think this is very exciting that people are coming together. We're finally coming out of, stepping in to a position where you're petitioning the EEC, the European Commission, the government. We believe that we're hopeless sometimes. We believe that we're helpless and that no one person can make any difference. And then you realize that is not the case and that one person can change the world. At least one person can trigger a number of events that might very well do that. So one and one and one and more and one again, so many people have had enough and are finally voicing their resistance and especially calling out for the healing of planet Earth. This garden, today I was sitting outside in this idyllic 1980s style garden with so blue and so clear, not a chemtrail inside. And I thought, how sad is that? That your day depends on if you're awake, how you appreciate the weather, the day, the climate is now includes how much chemtrailing there is, how much poison they're dumping into the sky that day, how many frozen bacteria are going to float down to the earth. At any rate, there is a growing movement. People are speaking out. They're unifying. They're talking about conferences with the parliaments of different countries and calling for the analysis of water, soil, and plants where high presence of metals is recorded. And this is very, very important. So in the meantime, while we're hoping that enough of us stand up and have a loud enough voice to evoke change and to get this to stop, in the meantime, and this is how I began the show, what are you really doing for your own well-being, for the well-being of your loved ones? It is now going to be essential that you detox heavy metals. If you haven't already done that, let's just talk about it for a moment. You do not want barium. You do not want aluminum. You do not want lead. You do not want mercury in your body. And all this is coming out of the chemtrails. By the way, recently I was in Peru. I may have mentioned this on a former show. I was in Peru and a couple of the participants that were on the program And I went a few days early, and we stayed in a resort, and there was a swimming pool there. And I have never seen chemtrails like that. Peru! Peru! So I mentioned to one of the ladies that I was with that I was going in because of the trails, and she scoffed. She said, "You're really paranoid." And I said, "Those chemtrails are very, very low. They were very dense and very low." And I said, "You're lying out here in the sun, breathing it in. I at least take cover when I see this, the trailing is particularly heavy." So I'd like to remind you that when you do see these intense, heavy days of chemtrails, do what you can to stay indoors and keep your animals inside too. And get yourself a HEPA filter, HEPA filtrate air filter, HEPA. There are a number of them now. It used to be they were extremely expensive, but it's very reasonable to get one. And they filter so much out of the air. They're amazing. So if you live in a concentrated area like Los Angeles, another bad, bad place for chemtrails is the UK. But, you know, that said, I mean, there aren't very many places. I have yet to be anywhere on this planet where I have not seen chemtrails, and I am traveling all over the planet. So if you can, HEPA filtration unit is now going to be something very important to have in your home. You can get HEPA filtration even for the car. In fact, I think some later model cars now have HEPA filtration in the air conditioning systems in your car. So you can find out about that when you, if you're bucks up enough to afford a new car, you can ask the dealer what kind of air filtration there is in the unit. All right, that's one thing. The other is, of course, there are so many products for detoxing heavy metals. Have you ever done it? If you've never done it, I really would love to tell you how amazing it feels when you've detoxed heavy metal out of your body. And this is no longer something that you do once and forget about. With the bombardment that we're having, detoxing heavy metals is becoming a very important, essential health concern, health cure, a health process, let's say, so that you can at least unload a lot of what they're dumping in. So I have no product that I particularly recommend, but you want to do a test. If you think I'm just talking out of my head, go and have a test for metal, concentrations of metal. There are all kinds of tests now for mercury, particularly mercury and lead and barium. Aluminum, for mercury, they take a swatch of your hair, and you will be very surprised to see between the blood test and the hair test how much heavy metal you're carrying around in your body. You need to release that if you can. So please look into heavy metal detox and ask your friends if they recommend any particular product. There are plenty to choose from, and I think so many of them are really, really good. I've talked about the water filtration. If you're not already using water filtration, just understand that there's fluoride in the water. We've been there. We've talked about that. There's arsenic in the water, as I've mentioned, in Italy. The contaminants. And then recently, more information has come out about an intense amount of pharmaceuticals in the water, which makes sense. We're drinking processed water, filtered water, reprocessed water, and we're drinking everybody else's. It's unbearable to think that we're drinking water that comes from other urinated water that's been treated, but there are all kinds of pharmaceuticals in the water. So it's becoming very, very important to filter it. And you're fooling yourself if you think that drinking your little bottles of mineral water are a solution to the problem. Because as so many of us know, a lot of times the mineral water is less controlled than the tap water. So consider that. And another thing I'd like to share with you is this. I'm an avid proponent of growing your own food. And people say, well, what's the point if the water is poisonous and we're getting chemtrails dumped on the food? How organic is it? And that's a very good question. And this year I'm making a Bwansen hut. Is that what it's called? A hut made out of, covered in a tarp, so that I can, as best as possible, protect the produce or the fruits and vegetables that I grow from the debris coming out of the sky. 2013, planet Earth. And I also use filtered water for as much as I can for the plants. So in a nutshell, what I'm suggesting is it has never been more important to wake up to what's happening and to stand for your own health and that of your family, fearless, making decisions that are going to determine your well-being in this body for as long as you plan to stay around planet Earth, and smooth sailing into the next dimension. I told you I'd end up on a happy note. Well, yes, it's true. And on that froggy sound that's coming from my chemtrail flu voice, I'm just about to wind down for the day, thanking Bruce for being my only call-in. Loyal Bruce, you are really a beautiful soul. I thank you for your always being present and supportive, even laced with pain pills and antibiotics from the dentist. Thank you for that. And I would also like to share with you that I've turned vegan. I've been a vegetarian for 28 years, but I finally get it. It's not like I didn't get it. It was just the milk, the cappuccino myth. And the milk, and living in Italy with all the cosmic cheeses and all the goodies that come from dairy, I can no longer participate. I can no longer participate in harming farm animals and their torture. I read today from someone on my Facebook page that in order to take the milk away from the babies drink blood. I don't know if that's true, but that was beyond horrific. Just too disgusting for words. So, of course, I think I now am probably a pain in the neck to people who don't want to hear it. But I always ask you to consider what you're putting into your body, what you're doing for the environment and for your community. And please, please, please care about the animals on this planet. They have every right to have a beautiful life filled with love, just like you. And we are the top of the food chain, the ones with the brains, Homo sapiens. Let's make moves. Let's take actions, right thought to spread love around this planet. That is the end of my show. I know you, by now you know me. I jump around a lot, but my central message is this. Be aware of the attack on planet Earth, the attack on the population by those maniacal people, if they are people to be called, who believe that bringing the vibration of the planet Earth will somehow, to an ultimate low, will somehow result in saving whatever they think they need to be saved. And, you know, compassion for them, I guess. It's time for them to go move on to another place and us to regain Earth's sovereignty. This beautiful planet, blue skies today, white, puffy, real clouds, butterflies, bird song, the scent of flowers in the air. I came here for this. And I'm going to fight to make sure that the Earth goes back to her balance. And I believe it with my soul and my heart and my guts that we are capable of making these changes, and that we are on our way. We're getting through the dark days of the shift out of the old, and we are about to spread our wings and soar with the eagles. And with that, my dearest, I have completed another program, Beyond the Matrix, for those of you who dare to think outside the box. I celebrate you. This is Patricia signing out. Nanu, nanu.